Maybe we'll break you, one of the rapers said. Try. John reached back for his sword, but one of them grabbed his arm and twisted it behind his back. You make us look bad, complained Toad. You look bad before I ever met you, John told him. The boy who had his arm jerked upward on him, hard. Pain lanced through him, but John would not cry out. Toad stepped close. The little lordling has a mouth on him, he said. He had pig eyes, small and shiny. Is that your mummy's mouth, bastard? What was she? Some whore? Tell us her name. Maybe I had her a time or two. He laughed. John twisted like an eel and slammed a heel down across the instep of the boy holding him. There was a sudden cry of pain, and he was free. He flew at Toad, knocked him backwards over a bench, and landed on his chest with both hands on his throat, slamming his head against the packed earth. The tool from the fingers pulled him off, throwing him roughly on the ground. Gran began to kick at him. John was rolling away from the blows when a booming voice cut through the gloom of the armory. Stop this! Now! John pulled himself to his feet. Donald Noy stood glowering at them. The yard is for fighting, the armorer said. Keep your quarrels out of my armory, or make them my quarrels, and you won't like that. Toad sat on the floor, gingerly feeling the back of his head. His fingers came away bloody. He tried to kill me,